Here we go. From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, mate.
So our dollar and another one of the trade surpluses, the surplus is something to celebrate, I guess, but that's only because we're not importing stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. So I wanted to talk about the currency a little bit this morning because 2020's been the year of market volatility, and that's, you know, not even go down the share market route, but talk about the currency. So certain aspects of markets have taken on a little bit more importance, haven't they? And so we've got no tourism. So the export market is crucial to our economic recovery. And, we had that encouraging conversation this week about the potential size of the tech sector over the next 10 years, didn't we? But export income has as a major determinant the currency. If it's lower, it's good for our exporters, but it makes our imports more expensive. We've seen a bit of volatility come back into the currency. And I'm not going to try and forecast where it's going because, 30 years in this gig has taught me that's a tough ask. But we've seen an interesting trend over the last little while. And this is a reinstatement of a phenomenon that we've seen before. And this is a strengthening correlation between moves in the US share market and movements in the New Zealand dollar. And I can hear a resounding chorus out there in listener land, and why would there be a connection between the world's biggest share market and the currency of a small island nation in the South Pacific? But it comes down to a perception of risk and risk coming back into this. So we're getting this risk on, risk off, risk on, risk off sort of phenomenon, which is very Mr. Miyagi, isn't it? Very Karate Kid. But when the US share market is falling, we see the New Zealand dollar go down. And the last week has been a perfect illustration of that. So the New Zealand dollar trades in wholesale markets, sort of in much higher volumes than you might expect. You know, it's a very heavily traded currency compared to the size of our economy. And we're seeing this phenomenon not just in the New Zealand dollar, but in the Canadian dollar, the Aussie dollar as well. And yes, it's on the same day as recorded our biggest trade surplus in 6 years. And exports currently going really well, and import levels are falling. And it is important, Mike, because it shows that we were worried about the demand side of the equation for our exports. That seems to be holding up pretty well. Kiwi fruit going well, dairy going well. The numbers muddied up a little bit because of the movement of aircraft. So we've gone and parked all our aircraft in some great desert car park somewhere, and that actually affects these numbers. But still, trade surplus looks pretty good.
Good. Carvana.
I think it's a play on Nirvana. Is it Nirvana? Carvana? Anyway,
Nirvana.
That's not important, Mike. What's important is this is a story about family. This is a father and son story with a happy ending. But I don't know if they're happy, but they're wealthy. And the story also shines a light on some of the crazy stuff that's going on in world share markets at the moment. So this is the story, Mike, of Ernest Garcia II and his son, appropriately named Ernest Garcia III. Now, Garcia the Elder is the largest shareholder in Carvana, which is an online retailer of, not your standard online items. They sell cars. And they sell cars out of giant vending machines, massive vending machines. I'm not making this stuff up, Mike. I'm not. So you buy the car online, and then if you want, you can head off to what is effectively a giant 6 or 8 story vending machine. You insert a giant coin, mm-hmm. and the car magically transports itself down to you. So it's all very Willy Wonka. They've been doing this for about 5 years, the vending machines, that is. But what makes this a story, Mike, is that over the last 12 months, the share price is up over 200%. But if I look at the low and the peak sort of COVID despair low, the share price is now 7 times higher than it was in late March. Now, so people getting crazy gains. Now, the old Garcia Fano, father and son, they own a big chunk of this. So this isn't like we've made a couple of $100 million. These two guys are now worth 33 billion New Zealand dollars. And of course, since going public in 2017, they haven't made a quarterly profit. So next time your son has a funky idea about selling stuff out of giant vending machines, go with it.
Even though you explain that to me and you know how I feel about cars, I can't work out why you would do it.
well, just go Google these 6-story vending machines and giant coins.
Maybe it's the thrill and the fun factor. What are the numbers?
Who would know? Amazon launched. Glenn will tell you all about that later on. He knows all about the Amazon launch, but it's helping the US share market. The Dow Jones, 26,914, up 151 points, 0.5%. S&P 500, 3,265, up 28. And the NASDAQ, 10,708, up 75 points. So green numbers there. That's all all good. The FTSE 100, 5822, down 76 overnight. The Nikkei, 23087, down 258. Shanghai Composite, 3223, down 56. The ASX 200 lost 48 yesterday, about 0.8%, 5875. We, however, are only down 15 points, 11,689 on the NZX 50. The currency flirted with 65 cents against the US overnight, bounced back to 0.6555, 0.928 for Aussie, 0.561 for Euro, 0.5140 pounds, 69.11 yen. Gold trading at $1,873.10. Brent crude, $41.96.
Yeah, great weekend, mate. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.